This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 8th. I'm Paul Plack. The Obama administration is proposing to boost employment by spending $50 billion on transportation projects, including building 150 miles of runway nationwide. ACINA says some of that money could be generated by its proposed raise in the passenger facility charge, which is a provision in FAA reauthorization pending in both the House and the Senate. The National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report on the engine-out landing of a Cirrus SR-22 August 29th on a golf course in Ackworth, Georgia. The annual MSPO Defense Exhibition is underway in Kielce, Poland this week, and BAE Systems is advising the Polish government that it should not make defense acquisitions that don't benefit Polish industry. MT Propellers reports STC approval for new four-bladed composite Scimitar props for the Beech Baron and the Pilatus PC-6. The first CAE 3000 series helicopter mission simulator, a Eurocopter AS-350B2 model located in Phoenix, Arizona, has been qualified by the FAA for Level 7 flight training device credits. Four of the five aircraft in Boeing's Dreamliner test fleet have been dispatched to remote areas for performance testing under extremes of climate and loads. NASA and the National Space Grant Foundation have selected three university teams as finalists in their Space Loft design competition. And Norman Surplus has called a timeout in his attempt to become the first person to circumnavigate the globe in a gyroplane. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll open a 2008 time capsule and hear Frank Robinson's thoughts about the industry, composites, and glass panels, and whether the R-22 makes a good primary trainer. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.